This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On 95.7, The Game.
Kyle Harrison feeling really good with the fastball yesterday. You just heard from him there. This is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Sam Lubman here with Dan Devone. 888-957-9570 is the number. We want to hear from any and all Giants fans. Any Giants take you got, we want to hear it. We're talking trades right now. Giants are playing today. That is how baseball works. You do play basically almost every day. They're in Miami again against the Marlins. First pitch is at 1 o'clock, so that's a 4 o'clock start out there on the East Coast, Dan. 1 o'clock here. And
what kind of humidity are we talking about right now?
Say that again?
What kind of humidity?
Oh, the humidity
right now?
Oh, God. Yeah, you watched the game last night. The weather in Miami yesterday was 90 with thunderstorms, which is probably one of the worst weathers you could possibly be in. Dan, when I was in Miami, I usually left in the beginning of May, and I was back at the end of August. That heat and humidity duo, it is no joke. It is you walk outside and you can quench your thirst on the air. Yeah. That's how you know thick the humidity can get. And they had the roof closed last night, and they had the back gate. They have these windows in the outfield that can open up, and they open them up after games. They had it all closed yet last night. It still looked pretty warm in there because you look at these guys. They walk off the field. They have that sweat glisten going on there. And you know Harrison, he was talking about after the game how being a California guy, you struggle in that humidity. It's true, Dan. When you're a California boy, you will struggle in that humidity if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
So really great for Harrison to battle through that humidity because it is not my when I was at the University of Miami in my freshman year, like the first week I was there, me and a bunch of guys on my floor, we went out to the intramural fields to play some football. And this is like the last week of August. So it's still pretty miserably humid. Like about 5 minutes in, I am drenched in sweat, gasping for air. And everyone else who was from Florida is just laughing at the Cali boy who can't handle the humidity. So it is a real thing. But what also is a real thing is we got a lineup for the Giants today. Here is the starting lineup for your Gigantes taking on the Miami Marlins. Elliot Ramos will be leading off in left field. Jung-Hoo Lee batting second in center field. Wilmer Flores, there's that man again. He'll be your DH hitting third. Matt Chapman hitting cleanup at the third base corner. Willie Adames batting fifth at short. Mike Yastrzemski moved out of the leadoff spot. I believe they're going against a lefty today. That is why. He'll be batting seventh and in right field. Tyler Fitzgerald, he will be at second base, batting eighth. Lamont Wade Jr. Fitzgerald batting seventh. Lamont Wade Jr. batting eighth at first base. Sam Huff in the lineup tonight for Patrick Bailey, giving Bailey that day off that you were talking about. He'll be batting ninth, and then he will be in the squat for one Robbie Ray. So that is your
lineup.
Who's
on the bump?
That is who is on the bump today. Robbie Ray, 7-0, 2.56 ERA. The Giants going against Edward Cabrera of the Marlins. Edward Cabrera, 1-1 with a 4.73 ERA. He's got 43 strikeouts on the year so far. No one on the Marlins has faced Robbie Ray before. On the Giants, not a whole lot of action there. Mike Yastrzemski's had the most at-bats against him. He is seven at-bats. He is hitting 143 with a three-run home run. So if you're going to have one hit against a guy, that's a good one to get. So, that is your matchup today. Robbie Ray against Edward Cabrera, the right-hander.
You know what's nice to see in that lineup? Is Fitzgerald moving out of the nine hole.
See, I kind of like Fitz in the nine hole.
Well, you can't have him hitting at number nine. I know you give you speed at the end of the lineup, right? But when you're hitting like this, Fitzgerald, to me, I'm a Fitzgerald guy.
Oh, I love Fitz.
I think Fitzgerald's one of your best athletes. I think he's one of your best players. He's also one of your best hitters. I know that's not saying much, but he's been one of your best hitters. You can't have on this baseball team one of your best hitters hitting ninth simply because we've all played baseball our entire lives. You're not going to get that many at-bats.
See, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. So I made a case at the start of the year that Lamont Wade Jr. should be the nine hitter. And the reason why is because his on-base ability works perfectly in that nine hole. Because, you see, Dan.
And he is today,
once
right?
upon a time, pitchers used to hit in the nine spot. Then we went to the Universal DH in the 2022 season. And what you saw teams start to do was they would treat that nine spot the same way that most high school teams would treat that nine spot, which is let's just throw our worst hitter there and just kind of go from there. And I say that as someone who used to hit in the nine spot for my high school freshman baseball team. So I can say that it's okay. But I think what the Giants are doing this year and other teams have done this in the past, the teams that have found the most production from the nine spot end up having pretty good seasons. The Dodgers and Yankees, they've gotten a lot of production from the ninth spot the last couple of years. The Braves have
gotten... Yeah, but those are teams that can hit.
But you know, let me continue with that, though.
Sorry.
Because what I feel like, once upon a time, the ninth spot, when it was the pitcher, it was a dead spot. It was whatever. You're getting an out there. And it put pressure on the eight hitter, because the eight hitter had to get on base so that they could get the pitcher out of the way. The whole strategy has changed now, though. So nowadays, I feel the number one job of your number nine hitter is to get your leadoff hitter up. Keep that thing going. Get that lineup to roll over to the other side there. And to do that, you need a good on-base guy. And so that's where Lamont Wade would help out there. Now, Lamont Wade, that didn't really pan out that way. But I like Fitz in that nine spot because you are getting a lot of just good offense out of that nine hole to set things up for the top of your lineup there. And that's why the Giants, I think, they're in the top five of OPS in that nine spot. It's just, it's not an end-all be-all situation, but it's a great way to get an extra advantage in your lineup. So no, it's not the most glamorous position in the lineup, but Tyler Fitzgerald in that nine spot, I think it's a perfect fit for him because he is good enough to really make his position in that lineup hurt the other team.
Well, we'll get to the calls in a second. That works theoretically if you're having even a decent season in terms of hitting. But when you've reached the depths that the Giants have in terms of not making contact, and one of your best hitters is hitting at number nine, does not make sense. I get what you're saying in terms of turning over.
In the overall
lineup.
Grand scheme of things, yes.
Yes, if that's a normal season or even on a good team, but when you think about the Giants
and
up
how
to this
been
point,
lately, yeah.
I think the reason why he's climbed to the seventh spot is for that very reason. I need to get this dude some ABs. Like, I don't care that he's giving me what it is that he's giving that you just laid out, the number nine spot. I need somebody who can make contact, and I need them to get as many at-bats as possible. It's pretty fundamental with the Giants.
And
right
I think
now.
That's why you're seeing Fitz moved up in the lineup today. So,
guy was hitting behind Bailey, for crying out loud. That made no sense.
Let's go to the lines here. One of our undefeated callers here at 95.7 The Game, Father Time in Napa. You're on the wrap. What's going on, Father Time?
Why is he undefeated?
Father Time's undefeated.
Oh. I can't believe you needed to explain that to me.
Father?
Yo, you there?
Father Time is taking a few. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, Father Time's taking a couple lumps lately. Don't you worry, Dan. So, in fact, on my way to a cornhole tournament where it may be challenged to take home the prize again. Look, history tells us, sadly, that the Giants have had a real problem in terms of developing their own slugging outfielder. The trivia question for you today is, who was the last Giants outfielder, homegrown, that made the All-Star game and hit 30 home runs?
Barry Bonds.
Do you remember? Anyone remember?
Sorry, no, say the question again, Father Time. Say the question again.
And who was the last Giants outfielder developed through their own system that came up, made the All-Star game, and hit 30 bombs in a season?
Oh, so they have it's to be homegrown
time.
Outfielder, All-Star, 30 home runs. So we're taking Elliot Ramos off the board right
Jack
off the
Clark.
Bat, right?
We are. And, you know, congratulations to the Giants for developing Ramos. But Chili Davis.
Yeah, see, I was
going to
go to my guess was
going to
be Chili
time.
Davis. Yeah.
I want Jack Clark. I need some sort of, I don't know, I get something for that.
Well, so
prize.
But no, Father Time, you bring up a good point. The Giants have struggled with developing, you know, all-star level outfielder talent. Is Elliot Ramos, though, are you feeling good enough about him to really feel like that kind of curse has been lifted on the Giants?
Well, I mean, one in 50 years. I mean, I love the player, and I think he's got a world of talent. But show me some more. You know, every other team in the majors brings these guys, these boppers, who can actually put the ball in the stands. It's just mind-numbing. You know, when the team was winning World Series championships a decade ago, it was defense and hitting, right? And even then, I was bemoaning, like, okay, can we just get someone who can hit a three-run homer? Wouldn't that be amazing if we had that kind of ball team? So I don't know what to say other than it's been a frustration for a long time. I'm going to judge Buster Posey not on the trade acquisitions, but on how he finally gets this system to develop some offense. The pitching has been great, brought up some great pitching. But you got to get some offense, and you got to develop that on your own, because then you can afford them, and then you have an asset that you can actually trade. Great show, guys.
Thanks, Father Time. Appreciate the call there. Elliot Ramos so far this year, again, he is the best hope the Giants have had to break this curse of not developing a legitimate outfielder. He's got 10 home runs on the year so far, hitting .286. He's been having a hell of a month.
Is he going to be? Let's just cut to the chase. Is this the year, and is Elliot Ramos, or maybe Matt Chapman, because I think they're tied for the league team lead, is this the year that Elliot Ramos hits 30 or more home runs? Because it hasn't happened for a Giant team. Well, forget about outfielders. It hasn't happened for a player since 2004, right?
Yeah, Barry Bonds was the last one to do it in 2004. The last non-Barry Bonds Giant to hit 30 home runs in a season was Jeff Kent in 2002.
So is this the year?
I think Ramos, I mean, here's the thing. Ramos had 22 home runs last year in 121 games. Remember, he didn't come up until May of last year. And there's a point last year, Dan, where he was hitting home runs at a faster rate than Teoscar Hernandez, who was the home run leader for outfielders last year. Again, 22 home runs in basically two-thirds of a season. He's got 10 home runs right now.
Sammy, is it going to happen this year, yes or no?
10 home runs in 23. He's basically homering once every 23 plate appearances right now, which is a pretty good rate, all things considered. He, I think, is the best chance.
I'm asking you again, young man. Give me an answer.
I'm getting to the answer. There's always a preamble, though. Yes, I think Ramos represents the best chance the Giants have had in forever to have a homegrown outfielder all-star who can also hit 30 bombs in a season.
You just said the best chance. Is he hitting 30 home runs this year?
I think he'll get. You know what? Why not? I say he will. Just for the sake of it. I will say that he will.
You're going a little far on me. I'm not sure. Maybe.
No, you're right. You know, I'll give you a definitive answer.
Trade for O'Hearn. I want a 30 home run hitter. Let's make some moves and make this team better.
All right.
Get off that fence, Sammy.
Got another special caller on the line here. One of my good friends. We're going to go out to Sacramento, talk to my guy, Steve, and he's been one of my best friends for a while. Huge Giants fan. One of the best memories you will ever see from any sort of Giants fan. Steven, how you doing today, bud?
I'm okay, Sam. How are you? Great to be on, and congratulations on your first show.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man. Don't be afraid to say
honored
hello to Dan as well.
Sure. Hello, Dan.
How you doing? So, Steven, how you feel about this team right now? We're talking trades right now. Do you feel like there's a trade coming for this team, or do you think it's just stay the course for the time being?
No, there will be a trade, but probably not until the trade deadline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's be honest about this team. When I saw this team get off to a hot start, I said, they're playing over their heads. They're not the best team on paper, but I think they're a 90 to 95 win team. It has to do with the fact that they're going from analytical Farhan to old school Buster. You know, and baseball's a weird game and weird seasons happen. And in baseball, you know, let's say you get rid of a toxic presence, player, a coach, or a manager, or a front office guy, the first year without him, the team's going to want to stick it to him. And I think that has provided them some motivation. Right now, they've been slumping. It happens. Sam, you yourselves have told me you want to see what it's like when this team slumps to see what they're truly made of. And what's weird is despite the slump over the last 3 weeks, they haven't fallen, you know, any less than six games over 500. They're still finding ways to win games. I just think you need to get the offense going again. You need to get some guys hot. And just playing the way they were playing earlier, which is putting the ball in play, getting guys over, getting them in, the old magic wand do, the way they did things in the championship days, and they'll be fine. And I think just add a piece or two at the trade deadline, and this team could really go all the way. I sincerely mean that.
No, I love this. So we were talking about Elliot Ramos before you jumped on here, Steve. And the question that Dan pinned me on was, can he hit 30 home runs? 10 home runs already this season and 237 plate appearances. Do you think he can hit 30 home runs?
Absolutely. I think Ramos is someone. Do I think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Too early to tell, but I think he's someone who can definitely be a Buster Posey type, in which maybe not as good as Buster, but a face of the franchise who can carry the team for many years and get him a few rings. I wish he could get the strikeouts down, but unfortunately that's the way the game's played today. But I don't see why he can't hit 30 home runs, and I think there is a good chance he'll do it this year.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Steven, really appreciate you for calling in. All right, man?
All right. Take care.
Have a good one, man. That was my guy Steven Ruderman out there in Sacramento. We'll get him on next week. He's got an incredible talent, Dan. You could name any game at any time ever the last 20 years. He'll tell you who all the umpires were.
No.
He has got one of the most incredible memories I have ever seen from any human being ever. It is
specifically like umpires or just across the board?
He can tell you what happened in that game, too. He'll tell you how many hits guys had, who won it, well, the score. Like it is a superpower what he is.
Question about Sacramento and Sacramento fans. I'm assuming he's a Rivercat and Oakland A's fan.
Oh, no, he's a big Giants fan. He grew up here. He grew up in Sacramento. He's lived here for a time, too. But yeah, he lives out in Sacramento right now. And he's done some coverage for the Rivercats.
So I'm just curious. For Sacramento that's now adopted the Oakland A's.
I think it's still kind of a Giants town.
Yeah, but there's still some diehard, I'm assuming, Sacramento fans. How do they feel about, because essentially that's what the Sacramento Kings were going, I know this because they were going to Seattle. And Kevin Johnson, the former NBA player, the mayor, saved that team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the exact same situation where, although it didn't happen, remember Sacramento, obviously, they got a new arena, they got new owners, and they saved the team at the 25th hour, but it was a signed and done deal that their beloved Kings were out of town and going to Seattle. I'm just sort of curious how the true Sacramento fan is appreciating or not, or they're indifferent to inheriting
somebody like that
of the Oakland A's that is very similar to what almost happened to their beloved Sacramento Kings.
I think it's a two-way street there. I think that the city of Sacramento would be willing to embrace the A's. I know I said it's a Giants town. It's probably a bit of mix of both, if anything. But it has to be a two-way street, though, because the A's have done absolutely nothing to embrace the city of Sacramento. They're called the Athletics, not the Sacramento Athletics, just the Athletics. So that's a slap enough. There's nothing about that team or that ballpark that says Sacramento except for the little patch they have on their sleeve. So they are doing literally nothing to make the city of Sacramento want to have them around. I don't know how pathetic it gets, Dan. You see the A's, they did a run around the bases thing. Kids run the bases thing on Sunday. You know how usually when that starts, you do it, you know, you start at first base, you go all the way around to home plate, right? No, not for John Fisher's A's. You start at first base and you go to third base and then it's get off the field. You can't even go to home plate because the A's have no home. They're just some team vagabonding around the country right now. So will they accept the A's? I'm sure they would like to, but the A's have to want to be in Sacramento as well, because I am of the belief that the A's will fall flat on their face and fumble Las Vegas away because John Fisher is a fraud and can't do anything right, and he's a loser and needs to get the heck out of baseball. He will screw this up, and the A's will stay in Sacramento. That's my guess. But you hear just how miserable A's players are at Sutter Health Park. It's all the horror shows that we expect to happen. We all saw this coming, and it's happening. And because this ownership was so petty with the city of Oakland, and also the Shang Tao in that administration and how that ended, that was pretty ugly too. It was just incompetence on both sides. And it just, the fact that they couldn't work out a way to stay in Oakland is just, it's absolutely sad they couldn't do that, at least for the next 3 years. I think they're going to end up staying in Sacramento, but we'll see how
that
goes.
Well, no, it's not a question of whether Sacramento will accept the A's. I'm just curious how they feel about getting a team that was ripped out of Oakland and their ardent fan base when the exact same thing almost happened to their beloved Sacramento Kings.
I don't know. We'd have to talk to some Kings A's fans.
I don't leave the city anyway.
We can get Kyle Madsen on the phone. Maybe he can educate us on that one here. So, but again, we're kind of talking about this Giants offense, Dan, here, and the struggle that they're having in terms of figuring out ways to get hits going. I think a big part of that would be, again, there's the trade aspect. We had Steven on. He talked about, you know, he just wants to see them kind of stay the course a little bit, work things out. We asked Dave Fleming about this, especially in regards to Willy Adames. He had a really good answer about kind of how to get the best out of Willy Adames. Here's what he had to say on the Morning Roast earlier this week.
And he does need to relax and have a little better game plan and approach at the plate. Because you're right. Those at-bats yesterday, you know, as frustrating as it's been to watch him struggle, the at-bats yesterday were probably the worst he's had all year. And if you're going into an at-bat thinking, I'm going after the first pitch or I'm ready to hit on the first pitch, great. I love that approach. I think it's almost always a successful approach if you get the pitch you're looking for and get your best swing off on that pitch. I love the first pitch. It's the age of the strikeout. You got guys who have incredible stuff and strikeout stuff. Don't get to the two-strike situation. I'm good with that. But if you go up there and you swing at the first pitch with your C-minus swing at a ball that's down and away and hit a little dribbler ground ball, that is not a good approach. It isn't. And he knows that. Everybody knows that. It's not. I'm not saying anything that these guys don't know themselves. But that tells you where you're just caught in between and whether it's you're trying to force the issue or whatever, that's not who he is. He's a much better player, much better hitter. He's a very smart baseball player. And we will get that version of him at some point.
So Dave's confident we will get that version of Willie Adames. I think he'll get there too. Dan, what's your thought on the idea of Adames just kind of relaxing and just kind of letting this game come to him, essentially?
Yeah, I'm all about patience when it comes to this guy, and he'll hit better than this. But let's keep in mind that when we say he's going to hit better, this isn't like, you know, Juan Soto having a slow start with the Mets, who's hitting in the low 200s, where he's a 300 career hitter, essentially, and a five-tool MVPs. When we talk about Willie Adames, has never, I mean, I think he hit like 265, might have been his high watermark in Major League Baseball. So, yeah. He's much better than this, but for those that aren't familiar with Willie Adames, it's not as though he's going to, you know, he doesn't put up these crooked numbers where you're like, oh my God, well, yeah, this is what he typically does. He doesn't necessarily hit high for averages, is what I'm saying. His, you know, his slugging percentage and those sort of numbers are just like, that makes no sense at this point. And I think it's clear that the pressure of the contract,
I think it's getting to him.
I think it's getting to him, and I just think it. I like Buster Posey's approach to this, is just let this dude breathe a little bit. He's a notorious slow starter, although this is a little ridiculous. We're nearly, you know,
and Willie's aware of it. I mean, we asked him about this. He said at the end of April, we asked him, why do you struggle in April? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. My friend always asks me all the time, why do you suck in April? Why do you suck in April? And we were laughing about it, but he is absolutely aware of it. I want to get more into this Willie Adames conversation on the other side, just the patience level you have. Also, again, Robbie Ray is on the mound for the Giants. He is looking like an all-star. He is looking like an ace. Is he taking that role from Logan Webb? I want to discuss that on the other side before we get out of here, but I tease it being in this segment. I'm going to toss it to Steven Rizzotto for our first Orange and Black Weekend Wrap Bryce check. Steven, what is going on with our guy Bryce Eldridge down in Richmond?
All right, you guys talked about the lack of production at first base. There is no lack of production at first base in AA and AA Richmond. Bryce Eldridge in the first inning of last night's game, first pitch, left on left, he did this.
Sign sets, first pitch. Eldridge hammers it, smashed it to center. Thomas racing back to the wall. That is gone in dead center field. Two-run shot for Bryce Eldridge. And it's 2-0 Flying Squirrels in the first. There's his seventh home run for the Flying Squirrels this year. 422 feet, 111 off the bat.
You heard that right. 422 feet, 111 miles an hour off the bat. And guys, that was halfway up the batter's eye and straight away center field. Bryce Eldridge has an OPS now at the AA level of 891. Oh, he is tearing up AA right now. That's what you want to see. And you know what? I give it a week until we see him in AAA, guys.
Sutter Health Park, where the Rivercats play, just like the Oakland A's. I'm calling them the Oakland A's.
Can you imagine him in the PCL?
Oh, the hitter-friendly PCL.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the temptation to call him up is going to get even worse. So we're going to talk about the patience level of Willie Adames, Robbie Ray. We're going to wrap the show up. It's the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. That's Dan Devone. I'm Sam Lubman. More on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. I am Sam Lubman. That is Dan Devone. This is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Final stretch here, final innings, closing innings. I don't know. We'll come up with a better baseball pun for that. 888-957-9570 is the number. We used to close out this show, much like Camilo Doval closed out that game last night in front of his mom, by the way. How cool is that?
First time she ever saw him live,
mm-hmm.
Right?
So, yeah, he got to do a four-out save, too. He doesn't usually do the four-out save. Camilo Doval, by the way, we haven't really talked about this at all. put back in the closer role this week instead of Ryan Walker. Dan, what were your thoughts on that?
I think you could see it. Ryan Walker was good.
He was, yeah. But I like Ryan just Walker see a lot.
He was struggling a little bit, and it wasn't automatic. Mm-hmm. And this is where Duvall, it's his rightful place. I mean, Duvall's, but yeah. That bullpen. Listen, they've got like four closers if you think about it. I mean, Rodgers could close for another team. It's plausible.
For the argument, yeah.
Ryan Walker could close.
He could.
And you know that Duvall is obviously your closer. And it's just a matter of time before Rodriguez starts locking
people up. And honestly, Jordan Hicks has closer stuff too. So they have a lot of closing options.
I think Rodriguez is eventually, if it's not with the Giants, it's going to be somebody else, unfortunately.
Yeah.
His stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's... Ryan Rodriguez, he has been one of the best middle relievers in baseball. The MLB All-Star Game does not do enough to honor the middle relievers out there, because Tyler Rogers, Randy Rodriguez have put together All-Star seasons in the bullpen, but middle relievers just don't get that love unless you're the Colorado Rockies, in which case they probably will get a middle reliever onto the All-Star team. But I kind of had a feeling that, yeah, sometime in May they were going to switch back from Walker to Duvall, because those last three outs are just so difficult to get. You need to have a level of just edge and weirdness that I think Duvall has, and Walker for all. Walker has the stuff to be a closer, but I don't think he has that weird edge that closers have, which not everyone does have. But I think Walker in the seventh, Rogers in the eighth, Duvall in the ninth, that is the best finish to a game that a baseball team can have right now in terms of their bullpen. Want to go out to the lines, 888-957-9570. Is the number. Going to go across the country to our guy Mitch in New Jersey. He has a trade idea, and I don't hate this trade idea. Mitch, how you doing, man? You're on the wrap.
Good. How you guys doing? Good show. I was curious. Toronto, they just gave all that money to Ivetico. He has to play 14 years. He better. Bichette, I don't see him. I know he's not having a good year. I don't see him how they can sign him to, especially they're a little tight. With the Giants to keep up with the Dodgers, and even the Phillies might be going after him. Bichette, would they make a trade proposal for Bichette from Toronto?
Yeah, it's a good call, Mitch. Thanks for calling in there. Bo Bichette, he's a guy I've kind of liked. I think he'd be a good buy low option, especially as he is a shortstop middle infielder. I don't know what that would mean for Adames long term, but yeah, as a buy low potential reclamation project, I'd be interesting to take a flyer on Bo Bichette.
Where's he going to play?
I hate that question, because that shouldn't stop you. Like, figure it out. Just let's get him figured out from there. Maybe put him at second base. Maybe he can play first base too, as you know, as an option there as well. Do I think he'd be the top option? No, I think I'd rather go after one of the Baltimore Ryans before I go after Bo Bichette. But I like that thought process there, because yeah, shortstop, for the most part, it is settled right now with Willie Adames. And I know he's struggling again right now. I believe he's hitting, 209, I believe. Yeah, he's out in Stockton with that batting average, hitting 209. And so it's just a matter of how confident are you that he will bounce back. We heard from Dave Fleming in the previous segment. Adames just needs to relax. I think a part of it is also, Dan, Adames, he's had really good consistent numbers. But look where he put up those numbers. In the NL Central. First off, he's playing under a roof in Milwaukee out there in Miller Park. So you're going to have climate control conditions, which is the exact opposite of what you get down at Oracle Park with that marine layer. You're also playing in, when you're on the road, you're going to Busch Stadium, a notorious hitter park. You're going to Wrigley Field, the comfy confines where, you have that basket out there too in the outfield. It's very easy to hit a home run there. And then you got Cincinnati, the Great American Small Park, where again, just in the name, it's Great American Ballpark. They call it the small park because it is also a very hitter-friendly ballpark. PNC Park probably plays more neutral than anything, but if that's your pitcher-friendly ballpark in the division, you can still hit pretty well in that ballpark. And now Adames is out here at Oracle Park, one of the more difficult ballparks to hit in. I do believe, Dan, that there is a level of he has to adjust his swing a bit for the ballparks that he's playing in. I think he needs to bring that launch angle down just a little bit. He's popping the ball up a little too much for my liking this year. Don't go for the power swing. Go for those gap-to-gap double swings. And Adames should be a guy who's among the league leaders in doubles every year playing in this ballpark. And I think that's just a matter of you got to lower the swing a little bit, adjust for your new ballpark, and that's just not going to happen overnight. That does take some time to do.
Yeah, that's asking a lot when you're – when you want to adjust somebody's swing, I would just say, listen, he's in his head. That's the whole thing. You start messing with a dude's swing, and then you, what did Joe Garagiola once say? A slump starts at your bat, goes to your head, and ends up in your stomach. And that's sort of where he's at right now. But I think he's fine. The bigger concern for me, it's not even a concern. You know, we talk about players we take for granted and Buster Posey. How about Crawford? It was just so many years you're just like,
I don't think anyone took it for granted.
Well, I just think that when there's a ground ball to the shortstop, whether it's in the hole or in that area, just a sense of security that, you know, Crawford's going to pick this clean and throw the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's gone, it's just, maybe you didn't take it for granted, but beginning to realize
how important having
that getting a guy at the six hole,
it's hard,
who can pick it and can be as good defensively as he was, is rare. And not to mention the offense he gave you. It's not unlike what we're going to witness when Steph Curry at some point is going to walk off to the sunset. You're going to be like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This is what, like, basketball is out without Steph doing his thing. So it's, I think, like, the Giants got spoiled with their shorts. And Adamas, and when I say it goes to your head and it ends up in your stomach, is because he's not doing anything well right now. He's not running the bases well. Defensively, he's been a liability at times.
I think the most positive thing you can say about Adamas defensively is he's been passable at times. He had a good play, I think it was the first inning, after Hernandez got picked off. There was a sharp grounder right at him. He fumbled it a little bit, was still able to make the throw.
Even that,
it's
a tough
play. It's a tough play. I mean, that was a tough play. The ball was hit hard. He's had a lot of liners hit at him, too, where he's snagged him and made a play. So the numbers say he's not a great defensive shortstop. There's been moments where he's shown to be capable. Dan, the question that the concern I have with him, though, is very much on the offensive side, because that's where he's a better offensive shortstop.
No, it's all about his offense. But my point is that it leaks into other things. I just don't think he's playing good baseball all the way around. The one thing I would say about him is he does still show up with that infectious smile, and he is still a leader. And I think he's a guy in a team that's sort of leaning, and that populace is growing with the Latin community and the Latin players, and he fits right in. And I like the makeup of this team, and I think that when he hits, and then,
be even better.
Then you can see that he's been a leader throughout, and we look back at this and can say, you know, remember when he was struggling, mm-hmm. and he still showed up, and he was still a guy that wasn't hanging his head? Like, that's the sort of player we're looking for. He will hit at some point. I do think in the closing moments of this show that I wasn't sure how you were going to approach this, because I know it's easy to pile on the Giants that they're not hitting. I do think that they will hit at some point. And let's just keep in mind that you're still connected to the Dodgers, believe it or not. You're only three games back, as bad as things have been.
And yesterday, Mookie Betts stubbed his toe and somehow is on the IL. Freeman going to have a tummy ache and go out too? Like, what's going on in L.A.?
Like I think I said before the show started, you could lose, you know, seven of those dudes in their starting lineup. They're still hitting 40.
Shohei's still betting on the Dodgers. I say it with a tongue in cheek. Legally, he didn't do it.
So here's the thing when it comes to the Giants, is that you're still connected to the Dodgers, only three out. It's still very early, right? I don't think if the season were to end today, I think you might have been tied with the Cardinals in terms of getting in as a wild card. But there's no place to go but up, right? And if you sweep the Marlins, which is highly possible,
which,
because the Marlins aren't very good.
It's the Marlins in there.
It's a winning road trip. Despite getting swept by the Tigers, you come home 5-4 after a 9-game roadie. So
the Tigers are, by the way, Dan,
it's
the Tigers,
best team in baseball.
I mean, that is
right now.
If the Giants are a good team, the Tigers are a great team. Like, that was one of those moments, like when the Warriors are feeling good about themselves and then they go into OKC and get the doors blown off of them. It's a very similar situation. The Giants right now look like a team that the World Series championship team beats on the way to winning that championship. Like, the Tigers look like the team that will be in the World Series waiting for the NL pennant winner. Like, that was a damn good Tigers team.
Two things I feel comfortable about this early in the season that's always dangerous to do, right? Because things change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And then you get to the dog days. But I do believe that the Yankees are going to run away and hide from people in the East. There's nobody in that East right now. Tampa Bay, we've seen what happened to Baltimore, and the Red Sox are terrible. They got all sorts of issues. And I think in the East, or the Central, which is a very highly competitive.
AL Central might be the best division.
But I think the Tigers are going to win that thing. And listen.
Six games up on the Twins.
Minnesota, this is Detroit. I feel comfortable about giving that thing to them right now. Things obviously can change, but they're that good. Speaking of the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers, just one quick shout out. I know you're not in on either one of those teams, but you know how this thing is being billed, and obviously it's the
it's baseball's wet dream getting what they're getting.
But it delivered in the opening moments.
I heard
Aaron Judge goes out of the yard, dead red center.
No, baseball guys.
Come on, man.
I don't think anyone was more excited than Rob Manfred watching that first inning last night.
Oh, don't mention that.
Almost too good to be true. Almost like it was scripted, maybe. No, this isn't the NBA. But no, baseball's getting the dream it's always wanted with its Yankees-Dodgers matchups right now. And they had their two boppers going at it last night. And I hope you took the over 1.5 home runs on Shohei Ohtani last night.
Six MVPs in the starting lineups for both teams. Three on the Dodgers, three on the Yankees. Really quick, we'll go around the room. You can give me one of the MVPs.
Freddie Freeman.
Goldschmidt for the Yankees. Pasta.
Mookie Betts.
Judge.
Who? Judge, keep going.
Yeah, and then are you counting Kershaw?
No.
He didn't play, but he was an MVP.
No, we're talking about
who actually on the field
players. Okay.
Well, then I guess it's Shohei.
Mookie Betts.
We already said Mookie Betts.
Oh, we did say Mookie Betts.
Yeah, that was Rizzo's.
Did we say Goldschmidt?
You said Goldschmidt.
Did I say Goldschmidt?
Okay. I think you said Goldschmidt.
Dan, this is blowing up in your face.
Okay, so how many have we said?
So we got Shohei, we got Judge, we got Freddie, we got Goldie. You said Judge, so that's five. Who's the sixth?
Okay, so the threes for the Yankees are Goldschmidt.
Judge. And Scott. It's not.
Bellinger, right?
Bellinger.
Bellinger, for crying out loud.
Did Bellinger win MVP? I thought
yes, he did. It's Cody Bellinger.
2019.
Okay, I thought he finished behind Yelich. And then, if you want to add a seventh with Clayton Kershaw.
Who the hell started this stupid game?
Yeah. Was
and Stanton is hurt. He has one.
Oh, okay. So that's actually eight MVPs were in that
game
last night. Okay, but I'm going to include Kershaw and Stanton, too. So, I think at the end of the Yankees, Dodgers, man, who cares about them? Bunch of losers those teams are. I'm not jealous of their success. We got about 10-ish minutes left in the show here, Dan. Giants' first pitch is about an hour and 15 minutes away. They're game two against the Marlins. Got to try and make it two in a row. Edward Cabrera going for the Marlins. 1-1 of the 4.73 ERA, 43 strikeouts on the season. Robbie Ray, though, he will be on the bump for the Giants. 7-0, 2.56 ERA, 69 strikeouts. And Dan, you talk about, great moves that have been made. Farhan Zaidi's great moves. Yeah, bringing in Robbie Ray, flipping Mitch Haniger and Anthony DeSclafani for Robbie Ray has been an absolute dynamite move. I think we kind of expected what he was going to do last year, which was not much. He has been so much better than I think anyone could have expected coming into this year. And I know Logan Webb, he's the ace on this team, despite what his record might say, despite what happened against Detroit. Him and Logan and Robbie Ray, though, are giving the Giants a legit 1-2 punch atop this rotation. Thank you, BPA. He's gone now, though. We have not seen a legit 1-2 punch atop this rotation since maybe 2016 when the Giants were trotting out Madison Bumgarner and Johnny Cueto. Two out of every 5 days out of the two out of every five turns of the rotation there. Is Robbie Ray, he's going to be, he's looking like an all-star right now. He is looking like one of the guys who will be
7-0. Dude is on track to be Steve Carlton numbers. I mean, 30 games like Mickey Lolich. No, I think that what scares me about Robbie Ray, and I don't mean to throw water on this. I think if you look at his numbers, I think he's been the benefactor of a good offense.
I think he's got the fifth most run support in the National League right now.
But what scares me about Robbie Ray, as well as I guess collectively with the Giants pitching staff, is that is there going to be a bit of a regression to the means? In other words, they've been really good, but is this sustainable? And yeah. I think Robbie Ray might be the poster child of that. Now listen, he's a former Cy Young Award winner. He's good, but is he this good? And the reason why I say that is because the Giants don't have the affordability that the team has scored four less runs in 12 consecutive games now. So if the pitching has an off day or an off night, the Giants simply can't outscore an opposing team. So there's no room for error here. That if there's some sort of regression by that of Robbie Ray, unless you think he's going to go undefeated for the rest of the season.
No, he's going to lose a game at some point in the year. It's going to be his 12th start of the year. The 2.56 ERA, it's really good. The 2.01 opponent batting average, also really good amongst the best in the league, Dan. But there are a couple numbers that I'm looking at on Robbie Ray's stat sheet that, they do give me a little bit of I want to say, maybe let's go with pause there. I still think Robbie Ray is having a great year. I'm not saying he's not going to just turn into a pumpkin, but there are some concerning numbers that kind of showcase that he is not like the numbers are good. There are some concerns under the hood though. So he's got that 2.56 ERA that I mentioned. Another stat I really like though is a fielding independent pitching, or FIP as they call it. It focuses more on just aspects a pitcher can control, balls in play, home runs, stuff like that. It's meant to completely take the defense out of the equation. And it's supposed to be a more predictive stat than something like ERA. Like ERA measures performance to that date. FIP is good for kind of how legitimate is that performance and what will it predict going forward. His FIP is 3.21, so it's a little bit higher than the ERA. If the FIP is higher than the ERA, then that portends to some negative regression in the future. So that's point one that kind of concerns me there. Point two, one of my favorite stats is BABIP, batting average on balls in play. Because that's a great number because it's also very predictive. A standard BABIP will have you in the 295 to 300 range for both hitters and pitchers. If you're a pitcher, the higher above 300 your BABIP is, that means you've been kind of getting burned by some bad luck. You know, the ball's being put in play. They're finding the ground. They're finding holes that they don't normally find. Like Logan Webb, for example, he's got a 282 ERA, but a 347 BABIP. So he's been kind of getting a little burned on some of the bad luck. Granted, he's also a contact pitcher, so that plays a role as well. Robbie Ray's batting average on balls in play is 265. So the lower under 300 you are, that kind of portends to some good luck, some good fortune. Balls are finding gloves. They aren't finding the grass. But that might not last for the rest of the year. So there's some regression potential there. The third point, Dan, that really worries me, though, it's the walk rate. He's got a walk rate of about 3.8 per nine innings. And I believe that is the fifth highest in the National League. When you're putting guys on base for free, you're playing with fire there. So all those stats are predictive of not Robbie Ray completely falling off the cliff. He's not gonna, the clock's not gonna strike midnight. He's gonna turn into the proverbial pumpkin. But yeah, there are some concerns of like the success is great. There might be a bump in the road coming up at some point though in the next few weeks, which that's just how baseball is.
Well, I think just to take it a step further, it's true for the entire staff and the bullpen for that matter. Like, I don't think that you can expect to hang your hat and expect the starting pitching and your bullpen, as good as it has been, and it might be the best in baseball when it's all said and done with, to pitch at this clip. At some point, it gets back to you're going to have to square something up, offense. Mm-hmm. Is that you're going to have to make contact. You are going to have to bail them out at some point and help us out and outscore a team. Get into a slugfest and win something 10-8 or get into in double digits in terms of runs scored. And that's what scares me, is because at some point, you know, the bullpen is going to be human. Mm-hmm. And I do think
in those
that
dog days, yeah.
At some point, you're starting pitching, to your point, whether it's Robbie Ray or whether it's somebody else that has an off performance, the Giants have absolutely no room for error because it's a team that simply cannot hit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's where things get really scary. While the pitching has been so good and is so dominant, it's difficult to maintain and or sustain this level of success throughout the remainder of the summer.
No, and that's, I think, again, we talked about some of the frustrations with this team. I think the two big frustrations over this past month are, when it comes to the offense, it's there's no easy fix that you can point to. They've mixed the lineup around a little bit, but there is no just like fix that you can point to and say that'll do it. That's part of the frustration thing. Colorado. The other frustration thing, though, has been this offensive cold streak is happening during some incredible performances by your pitching staff. The bullpen has been lights out all month long. The pitching, the starting rotation has been absolutely dynamite for you this month. There's been some bumps here and there, but for the most part, your starting pitching has been absolute nails. Like, the Giants have left a lot of wins on the table by wasting some great starting pitching. I mean, against the Tigers, all three of those games they had against the Tigers were probably winnable for this team with just the extra swing of the bat here or there. I think they went like 2-for-19 with runners in scoring position in that three-game set in Detroit. So it's just a matter of, like, we talked about how the Tigers are an incredibly good team, one of the elite teams in baseball right now. But the Giants showed that, you know, if they could just had capable offensive production during that series, they could have taken a game, maybe taken, you know, stolen two of those games against the Tigers there. So the offense is leaving wins out there and hanging the pitching out to dry, giving the pitching absolutely no margin of error, except for Robbie Ray, who's been getting the third most run support in the National League so far to date. That's why he's in part 7-0. But again, the 2.56 ERA, the 69 strikeouts, I mean, that's nothing a lot to kind of, you know, shrug off too. Robbie, he's got a lot of great swing and miss in his repertoire this year in terms of just what he's throwing at hitters.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess, is that they've left a lot of wins on the table because their pitching has been so good and the offense has been so bad. And or that ideally you'll look back at this and saying, you know, the pitching carried us while we weren't hitting. And now
that's
that
a positive
we're
way
hitting,
to look at it.
And now that we're hitting, we have, no pun intended, hit our stride. And it was the pitching that kept us connected again to the Los Angeles Dodgers. But no matter how you shake this thing out, we started the show this way and we may as well end it the same way. You can't hide from the fact at some point, if you want to be relevant, you're going to have to hit.
Yeah.
You cannot expect that staff to give up one or two runs every time out and or throw a shutout. Mm-hmm. As good as they are, it just gets back to you being able to make contact with the baseball. And I think to your point, Willy Adames will hit. Chapman showing signs.
I think Yaz will come around at some point, too. He's going to be a streaky hitter.
Now, Yaz can be Yaz. At this point, it's just like Yaz has a good month in May. He dips off, and he'll come back. But if he gives you that defense, like the one thing I will say about the Giants, if I see a ball hit out into the gap now, I feel more comfortable.
He might.
With Jung-Hoo Lee tracking something down, you know Yaz is giving you good defense. And while Ramos isn't necessarily great defensively, he's not bad. And so for one of the few times, it's not Conforto or Jock Peterson. It's not clunky out there in terms of their defense. And so there's upgrades all the way around. It's just, when are you going to hit? And I do think that will be there. And so to go along with defense, to go along with, as we said, the proper sort of locker room and an attitude, and with Buster Posey at the top and everything in terms of your relief and pitching, all you need to do is now hit the damn baseball. And you might be able to walk down. Well, you're not catching the Dodgers, but you can get into the postseason.
You're three games back. Hitting like this, you're still three games back. There's a lot of baseball left.
The Dodgers have got 14 guys. 14 dudes, and they're all pitchers.
Who are on the IL.
On the IL.
Yeah, but...
And when they come back...
They're going to go on the IL again, because that's what happens.
No, to your point, yeah.
I mean, Tyler Glasnow, he's going to come back. He's going to throw a ball, and his arm's going to explode. Blake Snell's going to come back. His shoulder's going to fall off, and he's going to make an excuse about it. It's the Dodgers are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to win in the regular season. They're going to be overconfident. They're going to be cocky. They're going to make it to the division series, and then they're going to poop out again, because that's what they do, except for that one time last year. But we do not need to talk about that. There's that boom again. I have never heard that drop before. So this is it, Dan. This has been the debut episode of the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. This is a lot of fun, man. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no, it was a good time.
We got 17 more of these.
I think it's... what's interesting is that I thought for sure we were going to be hating on the Giants, and I was,
you look who you're talking to.
Yeah, no. So, well, that's what I mean. The most ardent fans are oftentimes their biggest critics. So I do think I'm with you that if there was one takeaway is that I do see a level of optimism with this baseball team, because you're over 500. You're a team that's still very much in the hunt for a postseason, and you haven't hit a lick to this point.
Let's see where things are at next week. Giants finishing things up with the Marlins this weekend. Next week, you got a 4-game set against the Padres, who absolutely took your lunch money and then shoved your face in it last time in San Diego. And then the Braves come to town that weekend. That will be an interesting series as well. It's been Sam Lubman for Dan Devone. Big shout out to our guys in the back, Zach and Risotto, holding it down, pressing all the buttons, keeping us on air. Thanks to all the callers who called in today as well. Again, this is the Orange Black Weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.